Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. Hello, hello.
Hello and welcome
to Off Script.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And today we have an episode for you.
Wow. Holy shit.
We just recorded two minisodes. So. Mm-hmm.
We are talking about... Guys, we finally got Allie to watch Matilda. For yes. Everyone who is thoroughly shocked. Yep, he's going to play with that ball. Everyone, don't forget that I have Loki. We had Riley here to entertain him, but I think she got bored with him.
Yeah, she's been in there for a couple hours. She's like, all right.
I'm like, wow, cats are not as fun as I thought they were.
Oh, my gosh.
But anyways. Hey, but I don't think he scratched her.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So or maybe that's why she stopped playing.
Oh, that could potentially be.
I don't know. Okay, so we're doing what?
Matilda. Mm-hmm. And this is a listener pick from Steph, my friend, my longtime friend.
Mm-hmm. Who was shocked that I'd never seen it.
Yeah, she literally, after in season one, when we somehow got on the topic. Oh, because of Aunt, what's her butt?
Oh, Aunt Marge.
Yeah, from Harry Potter. Uh-huh. We talked about Matilda in our third Harry Potter episode, and Allie was like, I've never seen that. And Steph heard that and was like, what the fuck? How the hell has she never seen that? And I was like, girl, I don't fucking know. She lived under a rock.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Now that you've watched it,
mm-hmm.
Are you sad that you never watched it as a kid?
I think so.
Yeah.
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 I like all watching it. I was like, at some points I was like, oh, I can't show my kids this. They'll do these tricks to me. But then at other points I'm like, oh, they would love this movie. And other parts I'm like, oh, I don't know if Riley would really like it. And no, we're going to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
It's cute.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
All right. Shall we go?
But
no.
Yeah. We have to do a minisode because did you know that Netflix made a freaking musical?
I saw that as I was trying to find fun facts.
Yeah. I haven't watched it because I'm like, how dare you touch my childhood and turn it into a musical?
How dare of all you? Things.
Like, can you see Matilda as a musical?
I mean, it's a children's movie, so yes, I can.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, I guess.
But, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You got a picture? Or do we just paint a picture?
I feel like we just did.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Our synopsis is Matilda Wormwood, a gifted force... girl forced to put up with a crude, distant father and mother. Worse, Agatha Trunchbull, the evil principal at Matilda's school, is a terrifyingly strict bully. However, when Matilda realizes she has the power of telekinesis, she begins to defend her friend from Trunchbull's wrath and fights back against her unkind parents.
She has telepathy.
Telepathy. Her telepathy skills. What movie was that?
I can't even remember anymore.
Was it Carrie?
I think so, yeah. Actually. I was just going to say.
She has telepathy.
Telepathy?
Who was it? Was it you? Yes.
At game night. Yeah, it was.
We've made this joke so much that we...
Telepathy sounds like the real word now.
Yes.
Instead of telepathy.
I don't remember what we said, but you were like, no, we said it right. And then we're like... No, we didn't.
No, we were talking because, oh my gosh. So I made John read our Mansions of Madness. And man, he doesn't read often, I can tell. because he kept mispronouncing words, or like Allie would have the mouse over one and he would just guess what it was. Like one time it was incantation, but the mouse was over it, so we read incarnation. I was like, that doesn't even make sense in this sentence. So I went. And so Allie was like, don't worry, John, she does it to me too. I once said telepathy. And I was like, Allie, that's the right word.
We were like, what? No.
Oh my gosh. I was like, oh yeah, I guess we make that joke too much.
We do. All right. We have an author of Ronald Dahl. Dang it. Just talking about how messed up we are. Dang it.
That's hilarious.
I did that. That's hilarious. The other one too.
With Roll?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, with Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Yes. Dang it. Roll Dahl. Director Danny DeVito. Screenplay writer Nicholas Kazin and Robin Swickard.
I would say Kazan.
Okay. And I did an audiobook reader. I don't even remember who it was. It was someone on Spotify that's like a podcast reader. Mm. And like you could hear her pages flipping and she would make mistakes and correct herself. Like it was a podcast, basically, for someone who does audiobooks. But with all of that being aside, like not being a typical audiobook, she actually read it really good and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's good. I had Kate Winslet.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was fun.
That's
she fun. Did so many different voices that there were many times where I was like, this isn't Kate.
That's
but
awesome.
Then I was like, she's the only one credited as reading it. So yeah,
that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The book came out October 1st, 1988. The movie, July 28th, 1996. That's an 8-year difference.
Dang, I was 4. No wonder it was my, like,
oh, yeah.
Here, we're just going to watch this every day. Okay, yeah. Not every day. It was only when subs were in.
I never watched this in school.
I know. That makes me so sad for you.
I know.
It's all, literally, I watch that almost every year. Huh. Like, they would pull in the VHS yes. and the, like, cart with the TV, and I'd be like, is Matilda Day?
So funny. And so, obviously, what did you do first?
I watched it first.
I read it first.
And I didn't even realize it was a book until we started doing off script. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I can't wait.
All right. So what are your thoughts?
I still love this story. I love it. Love it. Love it. There's nothing you can do with this story that I wouldn't love, you know?
Except making a musical.
Yeah, actually, that's just, yep. Yep. Yep.
I loved it too. It was so fun. Mm-hmm. It's such a cute, like, little twist on, like, but what a good, fun kid's book.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Listening to it, I'm like, that'll be really fun to read. Like, I just gotta go find, because I just went through all of my classroom books and organized them, and I was able to pick some out for Riley to read. And I have quite a few Roald Dahl books.
Really?
Uh-huh. And I'm like, oh, okay. I have to push them towards her.
Do you have the do you remember the author that John was trying to remember the other night for us? Where he was like, it's always drawn in black and white.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, it's Shel Silverstein.
Yeah, I have that book.
That's not the book he was thinking of.
Oh.
He was thinking of The Barefoot Giant or BFG. Which is Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
And the whole reason we started talking about it was because of Matilda.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, that's the author we were talking about. Why couldn't you have figured that out? He's like, because I didn't realize that he did the BFG.
Yeah,
like,
he did that one. And then I have The Twists, if that's what it's called. And then I have Mr. Fox.
You have
that. I do.
Wow.
I was like going through them all. I was like, oh, look at all these off script books I have.
Didn't even know.
Oh my gosh. Anyways. All right. And so why did we pick it?
Because someone was a loser and hadn't seen it before.
I know. And someone else suggested it. Thanks, Steph. All right. I got some fun facts for you.
Woo.
In stark contrast to their character, Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman became very close to Mara Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
According to Wilson, DeVito and Perlman would often let her stay at their home and keep her entertained while her father was working and her mother was in the hospital receiving cancer treatments.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so sweet.
Because I knew this because there's been like, because
so much like growing up on the internet and stuff. I've seen these things too.
Exactly. And like, it was the 20th anniversary, I think, during COVID or something. So they got together and did something for that or whatever. And watching it, knowing all of this, I'm like, I feel like that had to be such a fun set. Mm-hmm. Like, all of the adults had to be dicks, but I bet once the cameras were off, they were having fun with those kids because they don't want the kids to be afraid of them, you know?
I'm just going to skip because you made me think of one.
Okay.
Pam Ferris often stays in character when the director called cut to scare the children on the set. So their fear of Miss Trunchbull would be genuine when the cameras were rolling. But I'm sure she was the only one.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because
everyone else probably.
Yeah.
It's just so fun.
Yeah.
And there are all these little kids.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I get why she was like,
I feel like that is deserved. Like, yeah, that makes sense because you're supposed to be the scariest character.
Right. Like, So the picture of Miss Honey's father, Magnus, is a portrait of Roald Dahl, the author of Matilda.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that guy cool?
I love that. I know. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Mara Wilson's mother died during the production of the film. Mara had thought for years that her mother had never seen the completed film. But years later, Danny DeVito revealed that he had shown her mom a rough cut of what they had filmed shortly before she died.
That's so sweet.
That's sweet.
Aww.
I don't know why he wouldn't tell her.
She was too little. Maybe he thought she knew.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Could have been things like that.
Aww. And number five, in the movie, Miss Honey, as a child, had a doll named Lissy Doll. One of the producers of the film is author Roald Dahl's widow, Lissy Doll.
Aw, cute.
Oh my gosh, doll and doll. I mean, I got the Lissy part, but...
I love that it's your fun fact and it took you reading that and looking at the screen to go, oh, doll.
Oh my gosh, I swear. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Okay. So Matilda is an extraordinary girl. By 1 year old, she knew almost as many words as adults. But her parents were annoyed by her. When she was four, her family would go off and do school and work, and her mother would go do bingo. She wandered down to the library by herself, and she read all of the children's books. The librarian gave her some adult books to read. She loved them and found out she could check them out with a library card. So she took them home and read at home.
All I can say is, man, the 90s were so different. Even like the 80s and 70s, because kids did this.
I know.
Like, this was okay for kids to do. But could you imagine kids walking to the library by themselves now?
I know, there's no way.
But yes, this does happen in the movie.
Yep. We learn what a crook her parents are. Dad always is trying to scam people out of money with his secondhand car salesman by putting like sawdust in the engine and rewinding the speedometer and all this sort of stuff. He keeps calling Matilda stupid and ignorant, and she decided to get back at him and glue his hat to his head, and it wouldn't come off, and he had to act like it was there on purpose. And next day his wife had to cut his hat off, and it still had little black specks all over, and had to shave his head.
So she ends up super gluing his hat to his head later in the movie, after she dyes his hair blonde,
which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you gonna dye if you shave your head?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was interested. Like, that was interesting that
they flipped them.
Mm-hmm. You would think Roald Dahl would
have realized that.
Yeah.
But I also I kind of think in the book
it goes longer.
I was gonna say it was a longer time period in between the two, whereas like, once we get to Matilda's, she's six, then that's where we stay with her for the rest of the movie. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the book, it was like, she did this when she was like three.
Oh, yeah.
And then she dyed his hair when she was older, about to be in school.
That's right.
So I think that's why.
There was probably a year in between each. Matilda's father got very angry that she kept reading books instead of watching TV. He eventually destroyed some books, and she said that they were all library books, and she decided to get even. She borrowed a friend's parrot and stuck it up the chimney, and it spoke at dinner time, and her parents thought there was a ghost in the house. She quite enjoyed this trick.
I'm so sad there's no parrot in the movie. I know,
that would have been so funny.
It would have been.
All right, Dad came home and wanted his son to do some math to figure out how much money he had, made it his job. He gave a bunch of numbers and told them to do the math, but Matilda also did the math in her head and gave the answer, which was correct, and he accused her of being a cheat and was angry with her because she's smart.
This happened in the movie, but there was a difference with it, just in that the numbers were different.
Like, yeah.
In the movie, it was like 40,000 something, and in the book, it was 40,000 something. And in the movie, it was 100,000 something.
Okay. Matilda played a trick, put her mom's hair dye in her dad's shampoo. And the next morning he comes out and his hair's dirty blonde and freaking out. Mom said, you better go wash it out. It's going to fall out of your head.
So like I said, this was the first thing Matilda did to her dad. And then her dad took Matilda and their son to the car shop to show what all he did, which I thought was a very clever way of showing us how he's a scumbag.
Yeah. Rather than just telling us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, okay, I like that. Mm-hmm. And because Matilda is there like, Dad, you're not supposed to be doing this. And he's like, nah, this is how we get the money. Mm-hmm. That's when she's like, okay, I'm super gluing this hat to your head.
Yeah, because the super glue was there because he super glues on bumpers and everything like that. And yeah, so she used his own material against him.
I guess here I'll also say, like, when they're at the car shop, her mom comes and has a new car and is like, honey, I went double at bingo. Which did not happen in the book.
Nope.
And then they went out to a fancy restaurant, and that's when, because they couldn't do the hat on his head at work because she super glued his hat on his head.
Oh, that's right. Work.
So they were like, we got to get you to a fancy restaurant where you need to take your hat off. And then he couldn't get his hat off.
That was funny, actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Matilda got enrolled in school and the headmistress is awful, but her teacher is wonderful. And they did a normal first day of stuff where the teacher's trying to figure out who knew what. And she was enthralled with how much Matilda knew.
Yep, that happens.
Miss Honey went to speak with Miss Trenchable about Matilda and switching her grades. Miss Trenchable bought her car from Matilda's dad, and she feels like she got an awesome deal. So she really likes her dad. And she says that he just said Matilda's a pain in his awful child. So she assumed Matilda's the one who put the stink bomb in here, and she's just awful. And Miss Honey tries to defend her, but she won't hear it. And she says no kids switch grades, no matter their abilities.
So we see the deal with Trunchbull and Matilda's dad before Matilda's in school. Mm-hmm. Because it makes it seem like that's what made Matilda's dad be like, fine, I guess you can go to school. Because he didn't want to let Matilda go to school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Honey went to tell Matilda's parents about how extraordinary she is, and they wouldn't hear it either. They were just pissed that they had to pause their TV and couldn't finish their show.
Yeah, that happens. Mm-hmm.
Matilda was friends with everyone in class, especially a girl named Lavender. An older girl found the pair of them chatting and told them about the headmistress. And she told them how when she gets them in trouble, she locks them in this cage and they can't sit or lean against the wall because there's broken glass everywhere and there's nails sticking in. She plays tricks on them. She played a trick on Miss Trenchbull and got sent in there. And then she played another trick, but she didn't get caught. However, Miss Trenchbull guessed who did it, and she usually always guessed right. She also hates pigtails. So she had this girl. There was this girl with pigtails, and she grabbed her by the pigtails and swung her around and threw her over the fence. And all these things are so outrageous that no parent would ever believe their kids by saying it. And one day she called an assembly, and this kid had stolen a piece of her cake for the day before. And she had the cook bake him an enormous piece of chocolate cake and made him eat the whole thing in front of everybody. He succeeded, which pissed her off, and she smacked the plate on his head, and he barely noticed because he was so full of cake.
This happens in the movie.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Miss Honey let the class know that Miss Trunchbull
comes. Oh, wait. And what I should say is kind of like what we were telling Riley about when the kids get like thrown in the movie and whatever. It always ends up with the kids like smiling and laughing about whatever just happened and having a good time. Like when so cute. The girl with the pigtails gets thrown, she then like lands on her butt in a like field of flowers and she picks some for Miss Honey.
Yeah, and she's like, da. So Miss Honey let the class know that Miss Trunchbull comes in and will be teaching a lesson every week. She must always have a glass of water, and then Lavender volunteered to make this happen. Lavender went home and she found a newt and she was going to play a trick. The next day, class goes on and Miss Trunchbull is awful. She calls people dumb and unimportant. She makes fun of these kids not knowing how to spell or what 7 times 2 is. And then she goes to take a drink and the newt is in her water. She freaks out, blames Matilda, who she had just been talking to about reading. She also hates Matilda now because her car ends up sucking. So she's blaming her dad for being a crook. And Matilda got so angry. She thought, oh, spill that water. And it did spill. Matilda was in shock. But let it go, and Miss Trunchbull was so pissed because she had water all over her and a newt.
Yep, that happens.
But a bunch of kids found the newt.
Actually, yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't just Lavender.
I was wondering if I read it wrong. No. So in the book, it was just Lavender. Mm-hmm. So Matilda admitted to Miss Honey what she thought she did, and Miss Honey wanted to be nice and shut this down, so she asked her to do it again, and she did. Miss Honey was shocked. And they went to her house to chat about it some more. And she lived in this little shack with no running water and no furniture. Matilda asked about it. And then we get Miss Honey's life story. Her mom died when she was 2 and her dad invited mom's sister to help raise her. Mom's sister was completely awful. And dad ended up dying when she was 5. She raised her and controlled her life and ended up stealing her house and her inheritance. And this aunt was Miss Trunchbull. On the way home, Matilda asked what her dad and Trunchbull called each other and what they called Miss Honey.
Okay, so when Matilda goes to Miss Honey to admit what she does, she tries to tip the glass again and she doesn't tip the glass.
Yep.
And so then Miss Honey like invites Matilda over to her house still. And we get her life story on the walk to the house. But like in the story, she said something about how the little girl went to live in a cottage and then they show up at her cottage and Matilda's like, oh, Miss Honey, are you? Mm-hmm. And she's like, yes, Miss Trunchbull's niece. And then she tells the story of all this stuff that was taken away from her. And Matilda gets the wild hair up her bum and is like, let's go to Trunchbull's house right now and steal your stuff back.
Typical 6-year-old things.
Yep. So then they go to Trunchbull's house. Here you find out that Trunchbull is afraid of black cats.
Which never comes up again.
Mm-mm. Nope, it's just one scene. Yeah, it makes no sense.
And we learn that she's very superstitious. So then when Matilda goes under... No, because Matilda at one point goes under a ladder.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was going to play in.
Oh.
Never played in. I was like, okay.
Never mind. Because then Matilda and Miss Honey break into her house when Miss Trunchbull's gone, but because her car sucks, she ends up having to turn around. So now Matilda and Miss Honey are in the house when Trunchbull gets home, and there's this whole scene where they're trying to keep Miss Trunchbull away from them, and Miss Trunchbull's eating a whole chocolate cake and all of this stuff. And then basically they get out of there.
Mm-hmm. So Matilda left Miss Honey and she went inside and practiced something with a cigarette, but we don't know what she's doing. The next day, Miss Trunchbull comes in to do her weekly lesson. And while she was yelling at these kids, Matilda made the chalk move. And on it, it said, Agatha, this is Magnus. Give Jenny her house back or I will come after you. Miss Trunchbull fainted. And soon after, she had completely moved out. Miss Honey was allowed to go back to her house where her and Matilda had the afternoon tea together.
So after they break into Trunchbull's and get out of there, Matilda goes back at night because she wants to get the doll. And After that scene is the scene that I always think of when I think of Matilda, which is Matilda in her house alone, like dancing on the table and having all of the stuff do its stuff because she knows how to use her powers now. And then that night she decides to go get Miss Honey's doll back. And so she goes to get the doll back. But while she's leaving Miss Trenchable's house, her little bow gets caught in the tree. So then Trenchable sees it when she's going to school the next day and is like, oh, I know who this is.
Yeah.
So then she goes and teaches Miss Honey's class. And right before the class, that's when Matilda goes up to Miss Honey and is like, what did your dad used to call you? And also, why did they change that? Why did they change it to Bumblebee instead of Jenny?
I know. I don't know.
That was the most confusing when she said, oh, they called me Bumblebee. I was like, why couldn't it have stayed Jenny?
Right.
Like, that makes no sense. But so she gets all the nicknames and stuff and then does do the rest of that.
Yeah. And also at the house when she was getting her doll back, Matilda made the doll picture, I guess.
Yeah. Kind of like chase Miss Trenchable out of the house.
So it was Magnus. So she already was thinking there was a ghost.
Mm-hmm. But then that's when she saw the bow.
Yeah.
And was like,
oh, yeah.
I'm dumb. But also, if you see a painting fucking chasing you,
I would run too.
I wouldn't be like, oh, it's a child.
Right?
Like, this is a ghost.
So there's a new headmaster, and Matilda was put in the proper class with kids twice her age. And one day she tells Miss Honey she can't do her powers anymore. And Miss Honey said, it's probably because your brain is not being wasn't challenged in my class. And now it is.
This doesn't happen. The movie ends and she still has her powers.
I was shocked.
When I was reading the book, I was like, her powers go away? And I was like, I feel like maybe I remember that, but I don't. And then I watched the movie and I was like, yeah, I did not think so.
I think it makes sense that they go, like, I think that's such a cute way.
It's the smartest way.
Yeah. Like she has powers because she's not being challenged.
And now she's challenged. Her brain's not doing what it needs to.
It was so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, very last bit. Matilda went home and saw her parents quickly packing everything up. Dad said they're going to Spain. She quickly ran back to Miss Honey's house and was like, listen to what's happening. And Miss Honey's like, well, your dad's a crook and he's running from the law. They're coming for him. And she's like, Miss Honey, please let me live with you. And she's like, only if your parents agree. So they go to her parents' house and was like, if you agree, I'll take care of Matilda. And they're like, yeah, sure, whatever. And Miss Honey and Matilda are happily ever after.
I forgot to mention that this whole movie, the cops are watching their house. And that's some of the funniest parts because Matilda keeps telling her parents, like, Mom, Dad, the cops are watching. And like the mom's like, no, that's just the speedboat salesman. Or like her dad will be like, no, that's just the gym membership people.
And she's like, it's the cops. And she's just so dead face, like, it's the cops. Yeah. Like, you guys are idiots. Little 6-year-old.
And then the movie ends with she's at Miss Honey's house and her parents drive up and are like, come on, you got to come in. Again, they changed it from Spain to Guatemala. I don't get that change either. But and then basically someone says something about Miss Honey adopting Matilda and they're like, we can't do that right now. And Matilda's like, oh, no, I have the papers. And she pulls them out of her backpack. She's like, I Xeroxed them at the library. I was like, yeah, because you could just do that.
They didn't even do papers in the book. They just were like, here you go.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then it was like it was kind of a cute moment in the movie, too, because it was like the parents didn't want to give her up because she's their kid. But they're like, OK, but like this is going to make you happy. And like her mom has a sweet moment with her where she was like, you're the daughter I always wanted, but I just never understood you. Yeah. So I'll let you be with Miss Honey.
Yep. And that was it.
Yeah, it was.
Cool. All right. So we got 69 people were cast for this movie. We have Mara Wilson as Matilda.
I love her.
She was so cute.
Love her. She's
what
amazing.
What else is she in?
Her in A Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which is another one of my favorites, but I like her version, not the original.
Yeah. I've only ever seen her version. And then I saw it for the very first time, like 3 years ago, if that.
That's another one I grew up watching. I always loved because I was like, it's Matilda.
I know. That's cute. All right. We have Danny DeVito play Dad.
Love him. This is all I ever think of when I see Danny DeVito.
Oh my gosh, I still think of Hercules. But
yeah, for sure. So of good. Course. But yeah.
So good. And
oh, yeah. I also thought it was an interesting choice having him narrate it since he plays dad.
I thought it was so weird, honestly. Mm-hmm. That's actually one of my videos. Mm-hmm. Is I'm like,
why is dad narrating this when he doesn't care about her?
Because he'll say something really sweet about Matilda, or he'll say something about dad. And I'm like, this is odd. Mm-hmm. This is odd. And then we have, Rhea Perlman as mom.
Did so good.
She did good. Love her. They're together in real life, but they're not.
Oh, not anymore?
No, they got divorced like 20, or they didn't get divorced. They split up, but they're still really good friends. So they're still married.
They just aren't
together. I know. That was like one of the fun facts. I was like, that's interesting.
That's a weird fun fact.
Right. But no, they're still very good friends, and they still they raise their kids very kosher. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. They're just not together anymore, but they're not divorced.
That's an odd choice. I know. But I do love them.
I know. Together, I don't know why.
So maybe they'll get back together.
Maybe. It's been like, I think like 10 years, but maybe. And we have Embeth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, David's. Miss Honey.
She looks super familiar, but I don't think I've ever seen her in anything else.
I don't think so either.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, she did good.
Yep. And Pam Ferris played Trunchbull.
Loved her. Yeah, she is good. Trunchbull. No other. Like, I know she's Aunt Marge, but to me, she's Trunchbull. Even
I
know. In that.
She didn't even like. I was like, I think Bree's wrong. Like, she didn't look like Aunt Marge. And then I looked up, I was like, nah, she's right. And I was like, but she just. She was able to look different for every role. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except for now when you go and watch the third Harry Potter.
I'll see her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because for sure, every time I see it, I'm like, get your Trunchbull ass out of here.
That's so funny. All right. We got Paul Rubens and Tracy Walter are the two cops in the movie.
They were hilarious in the movie.
They were good. They were really good. They were funny.
Mm-hmm.
Is the theme of the book of the movie the same?
Yeah.
Yep. Do the characters stay true?
Yeah.
Yep. Which do you prefer?
Movie.
Yeah, I think so too.
I enjoyed the book. I actually really liked it. Like, they're pretty close.
Very cute.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. The movie's nostalgic for me, so.
Yeah. I think there were some things that I even like more in the book. Like the switching of the tricks and the adding of the parrot trick. But overall, it's fun to see the magic instead of just imagine it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like there was more magic in the
movie. Mm-hmm. There really was. I texted Allie. I was like, God damn, where's her magic? She doesn't have powers.
Yeah, she did. There's no powers. Like exploding head. And I thought the same thing. It took so long to get the powers in the book that I'm like, that is a shit. Yeah, I was like, everybody says she has magic. Like, that's a huge difference. And then like three chapters later, she gets her powers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you recommend it to a friend?
I technically did already.
You have. Yes. I will show it to my kids. Does that count?
Yep.
Okay. So we have a website, offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript.
Check it out. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter.
Yes. Oh, I was going to say, make sure to check. Oh, you're fine. Make sure to check your guys' on Gmail, they have a promotional folder.
Oh, yeah.
And for so long, I've been like, I'm signed up, but I never get our newsletter. And I realized it goes to the promotional. So make sure you guys are checking that.
Yeah, that's a good catch.
Mm-hmm. And on our website, you can rate, subscribe, review.
Leave us some 5 stars.
Yeah.
We love to read comments.
Uh-huh. I know, we have quite a few good ones.
We do. We should have did that on our minisodes.
That's all right. There were some really nice ones. You guys are just, they aren't rated subscribed comments, but they're just nice comments on posts that we've made.
Yeah.
Which are super sweet. Thank you.
We love it.
We do have a minisode for you, possibly.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We'll find out with us.
Monday we've.
Joy Luck.
Potentially got the Joy Luck Club for you, as long as we read it and record it on time.
We're
getting ready for the nerd party.
Yeah.
And so I think part of my brain is focused on that.
Yeah.
We do have enough scheduled out where we should be fine, but
Yeah.
Life.
Yes. So we'll see. Thank you guys for being so flexible with us this season.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate it.
We'll see. You have to be flexible next season.
Hopefully not, but
we'll see. All righty. So with that, Matilda went off. Wait. I'm like, did I forget something? No, oh. You're just not talking.
I forgot. I was getting ready to say bye. Oh. And then, like, once you started it, I was like, oh, I'm supposed to be doing that too.
Oh my gosh.
All right, let's try that again.
All right. And with that, Matilda
went off script.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.